This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, 12 WHLers have been named to the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game set for Vancouver at the end of the month. We'll take a look at the list. Sheldon Kennedy will be honored in Swift Current with the WHL's Alumni Achievement Award. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison to talk on that. We'll take a look at a handful of players returning to the WHL with a World Junior medal. And Regina Pats forward Adam Brooks is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. First up, 12 WHL NHL draft eligible prospects have been named to the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. It'll be played in Vancouver Thursday, January 28th. In total, 40 CHL players will compete in the game, chosen by all 30 NHL clubs and then divided into teams by NHL Central Scouting. The WHL contingent is headlined by Tyler Benson, who plays for the host city's Vancouver Giants. Three Moose Jaw Warriors have been selected, goaltender Zach Sochenko and forwards Brett Howden and Noah Gregor. Pair of Kelowna Rockets made the list, forward Dylan Dubé and defenseman Lucas Johansson. Branded Wheat Kings D-man Cale Clegg, Regina Pats forward Sam Steele, Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart, Calgary Hitmen D-man Jake Bean, Saskatoon Blades blue liner Libor Hayek, and Prince Albert Raiders forward Simon Stransky will all represent the WHL. The two teams will once again be coached by Don Cherry and Bobby Orr. The game will be broadcast on Sportsnet.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, it's setting up to be a big weekend in Swift Current as Rogers' hometown hockey rolls through, and the WHL will be there represented by Commissioner Ron Robison to award the Alumni Achievement Award to Sheldon Kennedy. But first of all, you're going off to Swift Current, and Rogers' hometown hockey is pulling in. It should be an exciting weekend down there in the southwest corner of Saskatchewan.
Well, we're very much looking forward to getting to Swift Current and celebrating a number of things. Of course, hometown hockey with Rogers Sportsnet, our national broadcaster, along with the ability to present a WHL Alumni Achievement Award to Sheldon Kennedy as part of a very exciting weekend for Sheldon and the community.
Sheldon Kennedy has been in the national spotlight for a number of years, received the Order of Canada for speaking out about harassment and abuse, and really being one of the people on the forefront of this cause.
Well, when you look back at what occurred, obviously, in Swift Current many years ago, Sheldon has become an inspiration to millions of abuse survivors around the world, but also to the Western Hockey League to make sure that we are providing a safe and respectful environment for our players. And we've been leaders in introducing new education programs in partnership with the Canadian Red Cross, with the Respect Group, which Sheldon is a co-founder of, to make sure that harassment and abuse prevention and awareness is at the top of minds within our league.
Not only the WHL, but I know the city of Swift Current and the Broncos have teamed up for a new program. Ron, details on that?
Yes, the city of Swift Current is going to become the first community in the country to have a safe places strategy. In other words, ensure that any adult or leader who is associated with youth have been certified through the Respect Group program. And that really takes it to another level. The focus has been largely in dealing with sports organizations, but this will be a broader application to the entire community for any youth activity. And it's a tremendous initiative by the city of Swift Current and follows in line largely with what the Western Hockey League has been doing, and not only in this particular area, but obviously in making sure that the environment that we have for young players coming into the Western Hockey League is a safe environment and a positive one for their development.
Ron, the WHL Alumni Achievement Award has been around since 2008, and it'll be presented to Sheldon. Talk about that award, what it's been used for, how it's been presented in the past, and why the WHL felt the need to create the award.
Well, we really wanted to celebrate the outstanding accomplishments of our graduates, not only in hockey and those players that move on to the National Hockey League, but also from a business standpoint, for those players who have benefited from the WHL scholarship program and have been very successful in business across the country. Obviously, many of the initial recipients were tremendous players who have been WHL and NHL greats, such as Lanny McDonald, Trevor Linden, Bob Clark, just to name a few, but also those who have gone on to very successful careers whether it's in the area of medicine or law or so forth, have been recognized over the years. And this year, as part of the 50th season celebrations, we decided to expand this particular award to make sure that all clubs could recognize their alumni, because there's just so many former players that deserve this recognition.
Well, it's fantastic that the WHL teaming up with Rogers Sports then, as well as the city of Swift Current and the Broncos here, for what should be a memorable Rogers hometown hockey here coming up this week. And Ron, appreciate your time on WHL This Week.
Thanks very much, Don.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
It was Finland's thrilling overtime victory against Russia to claim the gold medal at the 2016 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships. The host Finns claiming a second gold medal at the event in the last three tournaments. Branded Wheat Kings defenseman Ivan Provorov assisted on what was a game-tying goal for the Russians with just 6 seconds to play to force overtime. Congratulations to Provorov and Calgary Hitmen forward Radel Fazlayev helping the Russians to a silver medal. The United States defeated Sweden 8-3. To take the bronze. Congratulations to Seattle Thunderbirds forward Scotty Yenser and Tri-City Americans defenseman Brandon Carlo representing Team USA. Also of note, WHL official Brett Iverson was selected to officiate the gold medal game. Officials at the tournament are evaluated during the round robin stage and then selected to work in the knockout stage games, with the gold medal game being the most prestigious. The 2017 World Junior Tournament returns to Toronto and Montreal next December and January.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats forward Adam Brooks is red hot. He is the WHL Player of the Week. Now he has some new responsibilities. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, has more.
How about your month? 25 points in the month of December. You followed up with, you know, some good games to start January. Named the Western Hockey League Player of the Week on Monday. It's been quite the stretch for you. Second league scoring. 2 points off your career high. I could go on and on, but it's been quite a stretch, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think things, you know, throughout the season, sometimes things will go for you and sometimes they won't. And right now, it just seems that things seem to be going the right way for me personally. And yeah, I'm having fun with it. You know, I obviously like to get more wins as a team and like to, you know, be higher in the standings probably. And, you know, that's the goal going forward. But, you know, I hope to contribute every night and just do what I can to help the team.
You know, for the first 2 months of the year, I mean, you showed glimpses of this, like, real strong play and where you're the best player on the ice, but how nice is it to do it consistently, almost like every night you're out there and doing it? It's not maybe for a three-game stretch and then a break, but to do it every night, it seems.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to contribute, like you said. I mean, being a 19-year-old guy and, you know, one of the guys that I feel I need to be a leader in the dressing room, that's your role, I think, as being one of the older guys on the team, especially with this young hockey club that we have, is, you know, to contribute every night. And, you know, for me to be able to do that and just to, you know, fulfill the role that the coaches have me playing in is huge for me. And, you know, like I said, hopefully I can continue to do so and help the team down the stretch.
Does it mean a lot to be recognized by the league for this last week?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously you see some of the guys that, you know, win Player of the Week, pretty good players. So just to be, you know, mentioned alongside some of those names is huge for me and huge for the confidence going forward.
Yeah, you know, the same day you're announced as the Player of the Week, I mean, Colby Williams going down and you're going to be out till mid-February with another surgery, and you're stepping in to wear the C for that time. How does that feel? I know it's probably not the circumstances you'd like to be named captain, but pretty excited for the chance to do that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't like seeing Kobe go down again, and, you know, he's the most important player on our team, he's the best player on our team, so it's never easy losing him, but, you know, when he goes out, guys need to step up, and I think earlier in the year when we didn't have Kobe, I think we did a pretty good job. You know, the leadership group we have besides Kobe stepping in, and we just have to do that again. I think you look at the guys that we have in that locker room, I think there's, you know, guys that are leaders and that are able to step up into that role, and obviously honored to get to wear the C when Kobe's away, but you know, I think it's a group thing, and we have a good group that can step in when Kobe's out.
Awesome, Brixie. Thanks for this. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the show. I want to say thanks to Phil Andrews for his help. Next week, a look at the WHL trade deadline movers and shakers. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.